not everyone wielding political power in Alabama sits in the governor's mansion, the state legislature, or in Congress. Last week, APR political commentator Steve Flowers told us about Education Chief Paul Hubbard and the influence he had on the workings of Alabama government. Today, Steve talks about how Hubbard tried to take that power to a higher level.
Dr. Paul Hubbard was easily the most powerful lobbyist in state political history. Even though people facetiously called him governor, he yearned to be the real governor. He was a Democratic candidate for governor in 1990, but lost to Republican incumbent Governor Guy Hunt. He ran again in 1994 and lost the Democratic nomination to incumbent Governor Jim Folsom, Jr. Dr. Paul Hubbard was a man of integrity. He grew up in an era when your word was your bond. These qualities were his trademark and what actually made him so effective. Well, he knew how to bring home the bacon for Alabama school teachers. He built the AA in the most powerful group on Goat Hill. When he took over in 1970, it was little more than a sleepy professional group controlled by the superintendents and politely ignored by the legislature. His knowledge of politics and legislative process will never be matched. He knew every intricate detail of parliamentary procedure. He knew exactly how much money was in each pot at all times and how his teachers could get part of it. But further than that, he knew every legislator and every senator like the back of his hand. He knew what made them tick. He knew their habits, their church affiliation, their wife and children's names, what was important to them, what was important to their district, whether or not they could be defeated, how much he'd given to their campaigns in the past, and if need be, who their third grade teacher was. If he needed them, he'd bring that third grade teacher to the Capitol to make sure they voted right. He would probably never be rivaled. He knew, and he built the AA in such an organization, that every legislator knew they owed their seats to Hubbard, much more than did to the governor. Hubbard was there when they were first elected, probably 20 years earlier, with money, campaign workers, polling, and advice. And he had been there with the same essential resources every 4 years, making sure that legislator was reelected. Hubbard's team of support was enough to win by itself. The legislator knew that if he was loyal to Hubbard, Hubbard would be loyal to him. Dr. Hubbard understood the golden rule of politics. You stay true to your friends through thick and thin, especially the ones that Dr. Hubbard referred to as those that will stick with you and help you when your ox gets to the ditch. The legislator, in turn, believed in the adage, you dance with the one that brung you. Legislators knew that Hubbard was there with them long before anyone ever heard of the governor, and he'd be with him long after that governor was gone. A governor's limited to 4 years, or maybe 8. Well, Hubbard was king of Goat Hill for 42 years. That's why he was referred to as governor. He was simply more powerful than the governor in the legislative arena, which is where the real power is, because that's where the money's appropriated. He who controls the goal makes the rules. Hubbard made the rules when it came to education dollars. He was omnipotent over those funds for many years.
Thank y'all for listening.